Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Conversational Spanish Dialogues 50, Spanish Conversations and Short Stories by Turi Language Learning is a practical language learning resource designed to help learners move from studying Spanish to actually using it. Rather than focusing on long grammar explanations, the book centers on short, realistic dialogues and brief stories that model everyday interactions. Each selection is presented in Spanish and paired with an English translation, allowing beginners to follow the meaning while seeing how common ideas are expressed in natural phrasing. The scenarios are geared toward situations many learners care about most, including travel needs, social interactions, making plans, and handling unexpected problems. The overall purpose is confidence building, giving readers ready-made language they can rehearse, repeat aloud, and adapt to their own circumstances. In genre terms, it fits within bilingual dialogue books and beginner-friendly reading practice, offering a direct path toward basic conversational competence through exposure to frequent patterns and practical exchanges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Dual language dialogues for fast comprehension. A central feature of the book is its dual language presentation. The Spanish text appears with an English translation, so learners can check understanding immediately without needing a separate dictionary for every line. This format supports efficient study because it reduces friction and keeps the learner focused on meaning, structure, and usable expressions. Seeing Spanish first and then confirming with English also encourages active reading habits, such as guessing the meaning from context before verifying. For beginners, that quick feedback loop can prevent the common problem of getting stuck on a few unknown words and abandoning the practice session. For intermediate learners, the parallel text becomes a tool for noticing comparing how English ideas are expressed in Spanish word order, how common verbs appear in context, and how short responses are formed in conversation. Because the material is dialogue-based, it also exposes learners to features often missing from textbook paragraphs, such as brief confirmations, polite fillers, and routine question-answer patterns. Used consistently, this bilingual layout can help readers build a mental library of dependable lines they can recall when speaking. Secondly, real-life scenarios that prioritize usefulness. The book emphasizes practical conversational Spanish by organizing dialogues and short stories around situations learners are likely to encounter. The focus is not on rare literary vocabulary, but on functional exchanges such as arranging plans, navigating travel logistics, and communicating needs when something goes wrong. This scenario-driven approach matters because many learners can recognize grammar rules but freeze when faced with a real interaction. By practicing common contexts, readers gain a clearer sense of what to say first, how to respond, and how to keep the exchange moving. The situations also provide built-in repetition of high-frequency language greetings, questions, polite requests, clarifying phrases, and simple ways to express preferences or problems. The result is study time spent on language that transfers to real conversations, especially for travelers or anyone interacting with Spanish speakers in daily life. Instead of memorizing isolated phrase lists, learners see phrases embedded in complete exchanges, which helps with timing, appropriateness, and choosing the right level of directness. Thirdly, confidence building through rehearsal and speaking aloud. A practical dialogue book is most effective when it becomes a speaking practice tool, and this title is well suited to that purpose. The short length of each exchange makes it easy to reread, shadow, and rehearse until the lines feel automatic. Reading aloud supports pronunciation, rhythm, and fluency, and it also trains the learner to produce Spanish without translating word by word in their head. Because each piece is short, learners can set concrete goals, such as mastering one dialogue per day, repeating it until they can speak it smoothly, and then swapping in their own details like times, places, or names. That kind of controlled repetition reduces anxiety and creates a sense of progress, which is essential for learners who hesitate to speak. The inclusion of everyday scenarios also strengthens confidence because the learner can imagine using the lines immediately. Even without a tutor, the book can function as a self-coaching script, speak one role, then the other, and focus on delivering meaning clearly rather than perfection. Fourthly, learning natural conversational patterns, not just vocabulary, the dialogues and brief stories provide more than word exposure. They show how Spanish conversation is structured in practice. Learners see how questions are typically formed in everyday speech, how responses are shortened, and how common patterns recur across different situations. This matters because speaking naturally often depends on chunks and routines, not on assembling every sentence from scratch. A dialogue-based resource helps learners internalize these chunks' polite openers, ways to ask for help, confirmations, and simple follow-up questions that keep interaction going. It also helps learners notice when Spanish uses different phrasing than English, encouraging more idiomatic production over time. the repeated experience of reading complete exchanges trains listening and speaking intuition, because the learner begins to anticipate what kind of response fits next. While the book is not positioned as a comprehensive grammar course, the contextual exposure can reinforce grammar learners may already know by showing it in action. For many students, that transition from rules to use is the biggest gap, and dialogue practice directly targets it. Lastly, a time-saving approach for beginners and refreshers. Many Spanish learners want quick, practical results and do not have the patience for long theoretical chapters before speaking. This book is designed around that need by getting straight to usable material, short dialogues, and stories that can be practiced in small sessions. The structure supports flexible learning habits, whether a reader studies a single conversation during a commute or reviews several in a longer weekend session. But for beginners, the value is guidance on what to say in common circumstances without having to invent phrasing. For intermediate learners, the value is reinforcement and reactivation of knowledge, returning to basics, rebuilding speed, and filling gaps in everyday expression. Because the content is bite-sized, it can also pair well with other resources like apps, classes, or audio practice. In that sense, the book functions as a practical bridge between studying and interacting. The time-saving aspect comes from focusing on high-utility situations and presenting translations alongside Spanish, enabling faster comprehension and more time spent practicing output. In conclusion, Conversational Spanish Dialogues 50, Spanish Conversations and Short Stories is best suited for beginners who want practical speaking material and for intermediate learners who need more real-world rehearsal, travelers, professionals working with Spanish-speaking coworkers, and self-learners preparing for everyday interactions can benefit from the scenario-based design because it concentrates on what people actually need to say, making arrangements, handling services, and responding when problems arise. The main benefit is practical fluency building through repetition, with Spanish text supported by English translations. Readers can move quickly from understanding to speaking practice, using the dialogues as scripts to drill pronunciation, rhythm, and automatic recall. It also supports confidence by reducing uncertainty about what to say in common situations, a frequent barrier for learners who know some Spanish but hesitate to use it. Compared with many general Spanish textbooks, it stands out for its directness and portability, short pieces, clear purpose, and immediate application rather than lengthy explanations. Compared with simple phrasebooks, it offers fuller conversational context, showing how an exchange unfolds from start to finish. Used alongside other study methods, it becomes a focused tool for turning passive knowledge into usable conversation. If you would like to support Turi language learning, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.